Been a couple of weeks at catching up with him this morning, though. G'day to Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Hemo. How are you, viewers?
Now, mate, traffic week, so look out.
Yep, so road safety week this week, so obviously ramping up the patrols in around the district that we live in, so be careful because we just want to ram the message out that road safety week should be every week, not just a specific week, but this week we're highlighting the Fatal Five, driver distraction and drink drug driving are massive for us at the moment. As we see in the news every day, fatalities all over the place, especially in the outer country areas, which is devastating for those small communities which people live in, but also for the emergency services and people who have to deal with the aftermath of all that sort of stuff. So
yeah,
if we can just implore anyone who does drive a motor vehicle that if you follow the Fatal Five, you're going to get to somewhere pretty well safe, not 100%, but yeah, don't forget those Fatal Five. So if you don't know them, look up the police website. We've got them all online. Heaps of information for you out there. But if you wear a seatbelt, if you don't drink and drive, if you don't speed, if you get off your phones and look after yourself, you'll get to where you want to safely.
Across the region, crime-wise, a couple of things going on.
Yeah, we've got our little, what we call our creepers are back, just trying car doors late at night. So we're still flabbergasted by the amount of property people are leaving in their cars and their vehicles unlocked, like wallets with $300 in them, laptops, mobile phones just left in cars overnight, people leaving their houses unlocked, keys on the kitchen bench, people coming in, creeping open doors, finding a set of keys, walking straight out and taking their motor vehicle. A simple step, you know, we do live busy lives, and I know that from time to time we do these silly things, leave things unlocked, but these are when these people are taking our property, so just be a little bit more mindful. And again, we implore that anyone has the money spare to throw some CCTV cameras around, because valuable tool for us as investigators. We can solve most of our crimes because we know who they are. We just need a bit of clothing or a tattoo or a bit of recognition of who they are, and we'll go and pick them up.
Speaking of that, mate, there has been a little bit of that going on over the last week or so, eh?
Yeah, definitely. We have these spikes. We have people coming and going from custody. We have a few locals that are back in the community. Even Billawheeler's been in Warrabinda. We're getting a couple of vehicle thefts from out that way. So if we can just be prevalent. Again, if you do see something that you think is a little bit odd and not quite in the realms of normality, give RRR a ring if it's happening at the time. Otherwise, if you've got information on who's doing the stuff around town, ring Crime Stoppers 1-800-333-000. Or just jump on the My Police Gladstone Region Facebook page. There's heaps of information and stuff we're looking for. Motor vehicles, still got one motor vehicle outstanding out and about in the community that's been stolen by a lovely couple who want that car back. And heaps of good information on there about what's happening in your community.
All right, there's My Police Gladstone Facebook page, everybody. Make sure you like it and you'll be able to follow what's happening across the Gladstone region. Butch, thanks very much for joining us again this week. Catch up again next week.
No worries. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week and stay safe.
Hey, Sergeant Wayne Butcher on 4CC.